Mr. Bozu was tired of this game. Coming to the judge's hotel had seemed a good idea. Threaten the judge in person and get a little money, or, hey, kill the judge in person and get a little satisfaction. That had been the plan. Mr. Bozu was flexible. But nothing had turned out that way. Yes, he'd gotten to exercise a little vengeance, but that hadn't felt as good as he'd expected. Maybe even murder got boring after a while. He didn't know. But the wife was still running around and the kid was running around, and now Catherine was here. And with her, another man. Mr. Bozu wanted to feel excited, but mostly he just felt tired. Screw killing all of them. He'd settle for one last target, the one that would inflict the most damage of all. He wanted the boy. Just the boy. Then he was out of here. Mr. Bozu had already completed a search of the left side of the palatial suite. He'd found the master bedroom, raided the wife's jewelry box, and found a wad of cash. Now he turned his attention to the right-hand side of the suite. If he were a 4-year-old boy, where would he hide? Someplace cozy, someplace dark. No, wait, the boy had all those dozens of nightlights. The kid was scared of the dark. Mr. Bozu's eyes fell upon the louvered door of the hall closet. Of course. Mr. Bozu began to smile.